president breaks his silence.
We very much appreciate everything that Senator McCain has done for our country.
Trade deal with Mexico.
It could create jobs, but prices could go up.
Mental health history for Florida gunman.
Katz was diagnosed with chronic low-grade depression.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Veterans and members of Congress complained about the White House silence over the late John McCain. CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us late in the day, President Trump finally spoke.
Our hearts and prayers are going to the family of Senator John McCain.
Facing mounting criticism, President Trump finally offered remarks on the death of Senator John McCain on Monday night.
Any thoughts on John McCain?
At three separate White House events.
Do you believe John McCain was a hero?
The president dodged questions about why he initially sent only a tweet that did not include anything about McCain's service and why the flag outside the White House was flying high until it was re-lowered in the late afternoon following bipartisan outcry. Mr. Trump once slammed President Obama for hesitating to lower flags after five service members were killed in Tennessee, saying at the time, this disgraceful omission is unacceptable. Last night, McCain's brother noted the chilly history between the two men.
This refusal to call him a hero, I mean, it sounds petulant. It sounds childish.
Well, President Trump hailed his new trade agreement with Mexico as a replacement for NAFTA, a deal he called a ripoff. But experts say if it's approved by Congress, it will likely raise prices for new cars. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says production costs stand to be higher.
75% of a car's value would have to be made in Mexico and the U.S. The other part is that 40 to 45% of car components would have to be made by manufacturers paying at least $16 an hour. So imagine that that would raise the cost for cars, which would could potentially be passed along to consumers.
Well, now to Jacksonville, Florida, where CBS's Manuel Bojorquez tells us more information is emerging about the gunman who shot and killed two people and wounded 10 others at a weekend video game tournament.
Kevin Osai attended high school and a few years of college with shooting suspect David Katz. He says Katz received counseling throughout high school.
If he got like upset, he would get vehement, very upset, all at once.
As a teenager, Katz was diagnosed with chronic low-grade depression, was hospitalized twice for mental illness, and was prescribed antipsychotics and antidepressants.
In southern Wisconsin, more rain has added to flooding woes that have already caused an estimated $100 million in damage. More rain's expected this week. A late August heat wave will push temperatures into the mid-90s today from the nation's midsection to the northeast. Philadelphia, which opened public schools this week, will dismiss students early today and tomorrow. The U.S. Supreme Court told federal judges to take another look at the ruling that struck down North Carolina's Republican-drawn congressional map. Now they have.
A three-judge federal court has ruled that North Carolina Republicans illegally drew up U.S. congressional districts in the state to benefit their party. The court said the GOP leaders purposely diluted the impact of Democratic votes. The decision could have national implications in this fall's battle for control of Congress. North Carolina Republicans have until Thursday to provide their ideas for fixing the congressional map. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Well, John McCain's death leaves open an Arizona Senate seat. Today, voters in that state will vote in a Republican primary for the other seat held by retiring Jeff Flake. Three candidates are in the running. In Denver, a 9-year-old elementary school student committed suicide. His mother, Leah Pierce, says the fourth grader was bullied for being gay.
My son opened up and they told him to kill himself. Now I don't have my son.
Overseas, attempted suicide among children is an issue at a refugee camp in Greece. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Please help us.
Moria camp on the island of Lesbos, built for 2,000, holding 8,000 in conditions so filthy and violent, many aid organizations have pulled out.
We have children who attempt suicide. Children as young as 10 years old would try to suicide. And there is no child psychologist on this island.
If there is a humanity, please help us.
But no one is helping. Not the cash-strapped Greek government, not Europe, not the UN. These people trapped in the limbo caused by the international impact. pass over the migrant crisis.
Well, the government's set to unleash a new campaign to try to discourage teens from using e-cigarettes and investigate marketing practices. CBS's Anna Werner tells us it comes after pressure from parents and activists.
This is coming to epidemic proportions.
Mother of four Meredith Berkman recently launched the grassroots group Parents Against Vaping.
I know what these teens are doing, and I don't want my 11-year-old to get caught up in that either, and we have to act about that now.
Of particular concern to advocacy groups, prior social media campaigns using young models in groups and bright colors. Back in June, Juul executive Ashley Gould told us the company had changed its marketing approach and did not mean to attract teens.
We're working very hard and we are committed.
In January of this year, Juul began a pilot program directed at schools suggesting Juul could help discourage e-cigarette use. But some educators were skeptical and Juul has since dropped the idea.
I'm not surprised at this.
Matt Myers with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says that campaign resembled prior tobacco industry efforts.
School administrators wisely recognize that it's simply an effort to get the name of the company before kids in a favorable way.
A week of tribute is underway for Aretha Franklin. A memorial concert held last night at Detroit's New Bethel Baptist Church, where she sang as a child.
She's amazing. She's the queen of bee. Yes, I love her.
And the stage is being set for a lot more, a Thursday night concert and weekend funeral for the Queen of Soul. His publicist says comedian Tim Conway has dementia and is almost entirely unresponsive. Conway is 84. He won 3 Emmy Awards on The Carol Burnett Show. Some reports say his wife and daughter are in a court struggle over his care. Florida's hotly contested battle for governor goes before primary voters today. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The two Republicans have at least one thing in common.
I support President Trump's agenda.
State Agriculture Commissioner and 5-time Congressman Adam Putnam was the front runner, but then...
Everybody needs to support Ron DeSantis.
Donald Trump's endorsement derailed Putnam, and 2-term Congressman Ron DeSantis has cashed in on it big time.
Backed by the big man himself.
The Democratic field includes...
Gwen Graham.
She's the daughter of former Governor and Senator Bob Graham, also running a former Miami Beach mayor.
More than 100 times, Philip Levine has taken on Donald Trump.
Levine has effectively derailed billionaire Jeff Green's bid with this ad.
I know Donald Trump. He's a great guy.
A great guy, Mr. Green?
Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.